Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
My check engine light came on last week. It's always a very sad moment when that happens, right? You're driving along, everything's going great, and then boom, that check engine light just punches you right in the face. And immediately, you start changing your plans up in your head. You're like, okay, I gotta bring this thing in. I gotta take it to the shop or the dealer or wherever, and I gotta get this thing fixed. And then about an hour later, you have a conversation with yourself in your head. You know what? I bet it's not that big of a deal. I'm going to risk it. I'm going to drive on it for a week. I got a lot of stuff to do. I'll get all my errands done. And then on a weekend where I don't need a car, I'll finally take it in and get it fixed. That was my game plan. I'm going to risk it, drive with the check engine light on for a week, and then take it in. But then magically this morning, the check engine light was no longer on because apparently my car is Optimus Prime and it just fixes itself. The check engine light's not there. Didn't pop up during my drive or anything like that. I even started my car again this morning. Like, I turned it off and started it again just to double check to make sure it wasn't a mistake. But no, it's not on there. It just vanished completely. That means I don't have to take it in anymore, right? Like, now that it's not on, I'm good. I'm in the clear. Yeah, that's what that means. I'm just waiting for car people to start calling in and just go off. No, that's not what it means. It's kind of like the budget here in Canada. It'll just balance itself, right? Yeah, same thing with my engine. It just fixed itself. Whenever you talk about check engine lights or stuff that's wrong with your car, and you're not a car person. Like, I am not a car person at all. I'm one of those people to pop the hood when something goes wrong with my car, and I'm like, yep, there's the engine. And that's all I know. But whenever you're talking to a car person and you're not a car person, those car people will just go off for like 45 seconds, right? They'll be like, oh, your check engine light is on. Okay, well, did you check the carburetor? Because sometimes when the carburetor is not connected to the flux capacitor, sometimes the radiator blinker can kind of go out of commission for a few weeks. And that's going to lead to some problems later on. You should make sure that your tubes are connected to the front part of the piston there. Because if your pistons aren't firing on about 85% power, then it's... And I'm like, no, buddy, just stop. Stop wasting your time. I have no idea what you're talking about. If it's not how to put the washer fluid into the car, I don't know. Did anyone else forget that this upcoming weekend is a long weekend? Totally forgot. Love when that happens. It's Wednesday. You take a look at the schedule and you're like, oh yeah, I get Monday off. I just realized that yesterday and I was like, you know what? We got nothing going on this weekend. Maybe a spur-the-moment vacation is in order. So I start looking up cheap flights to Nashville. The fiancé and I, we've always wanted to go to Nashville. So I look up some flights for Saturday to Monday. And because flying is ridiculous nowadays, it costs like $1,800 for two round-trip tickets. So I'm like, oh, okay. Looks like it's going to be a staycation this weekend. Awesome. The thing is about travel websites now, they will give you alternate dates. Like, they will give you the dates that you selected, but they'll also give you other options. They'll be like, well, flying on those dates will cost an arm and a leg, but if you leave on Tuesday instead of Saturday and you come back on Wednesday instead of Monday, you'll save $150. Like, these travel websites now have Clippy, the paperclip from Microsoft Word. Remember that little guy in the corner of the screen? It looks like you're writing a resume. Can I help? Travel websites have taken a page out of Clippy's playbook. They're like, well, I see you're flying for these dates, but would you rather fly in the middle of the week where you don't have the days off? No, I wouldn't, travel website. No, I wouldn't. And they also have the worst suggestions ever. Yeah, you can leave on Tuesday and you can come back on Wednesday. Oh, yeah, can't wait to go to Nashville for 17 hours. Thank you, travel website. All morning, we've been talking about this little conundrum my fiancé and I have. Earlier this year, she converted me into a Big Brother fan. I never really watched Big Brother, ever, but then I gave it a chance this year because she loves it. I'm a huge fan now. It's a great show, I can't lie. Now she's trying to do the same thing, but with The Bachelorette. And I already know that I hate that show. I've seen a few episodes, and it's just horrible. I want to find true love, and I'm going to do it by dating 25 people at the same time. Oh, yeah, cool, sure, yeah. find true love like the rest of us do on Tinder. Come on, figure it out. Here's the thing, though. I think I figured out a way to get out of this. I'm going to give her a call right now. Hopefully she's awake. What is it, 8:12? Yeah. I'm going to try and strike a deal with her here.
Hi.
Hello, Bren.
Hi.
You're on the radio, so don't swear.
Okay.
I've been talking about the whole Bachelorette thing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you want me to watch The Bachelorette?
Yeah, I've been listening.
Oh, you have been listening? Oh, you're the best. Here's the thing. I'm going to make a deal with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll watch The Bachelorette with you this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll enter the Bachelorette pool.
Okay.
If you watch mm-hmm. 2 seasons of South Park with me. So it only goes one way, hey? So you can force me to watch TV shows that I don't like, but when I want to force you to watch TV shows you don't like, it's not allowed.
Is there any other shows?
Family Guy.
No, try again.
No! I don't get to try again. Why do you get to try again?
Oh, no.
Come on. Just 2 seasons.
An episode?
An episode. That's what you're going to counter with.
Oh, no, I don't like this.
Okay, 6 episodes.
2.5.
Half an episode? Really? Half an episode? No!
The Bachelorette is way more entertaining.
No, it's not. No, it really isn't. It's not entertaining to me because I can't take the meatheads on that show.
Yeah, we can laugh at it.
Yeah, but it's funny to laugh at it for 5 minutes until you realize that they are real people and this is what they're actually like. And you realize that these people exist and then it just makes your brain hurt.
And South Park is just a bunch of cartoons.
Yeah, but it's fake and it's hilarious. At least this isn't real life. At least South Park's just made up.
I don't know, Clayton.
Wow, just a double standard going on here. Double standard. See, everyone's saying that I should make you watch baseball and football with me, but you're a bigger baseball and football fan than me, so that wouldn't work.
I like that deal.
No, I just said that you like it. No, obviously I'm not going to go with that. So this is just my life now? I'm just never going to win?
Love you.
Don't forget your lunch, by the way. I packed it for you. It's in the fridge.
Thank you.
Sad day in the comedy world yesterday. Tim Conway passed away at the age of 85. If you don't know, Tim Conway is an absolute comedic legend. Everyone knows him from the Carol Burnett Show. He was the main reason that show was so funny. I mean, obviously Carol Burnett too, but he was just the guy in that show that provided so many hilarious moments, and later generations got to experience him as well. He was the voice of Barnacle Boy in SpongeBob SquarePants, so kids kind of got to know him. He was in 30 Rock as well. He made a bunch of appearances on that show, and he was super funny, but everyone will remember him from the Carol Burnett Show. Probably his funniest skit of all time, the one where he is the awful dentist.
If we're going to pull her out, we'll have to have those pulley things. The pulleys and the pinchy things and the little picky things. There. Pinchy, picky, pulley. See, I'll get my manual just a minute on that. Okay, now let's see. You want to pull your tooth out. P. 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 U. P. U. L. P. U. L. L. Pull tooth. T. 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 O. T. O. O. T. O. T. O. T. H. We are. Pull your tooth out. Boy, this is gonna hurt.
If you do some camping in provincial parks here in Saskatchewan this weekend, there's a cannabis ban, there's an alcohol ban. So if you do have some little ones and you want to avoid all the shenanigans, some young hip teenagers, party martying, smoking the jazz cabbage, you want to avoid that, this weekend might be the perfect weekend to do some camping. And if you're planning on going camping this weekend, and the only reason you were going was to indulge in the jazz cabbage and crush a few beers, yeah, that's a tough break. You can still have some fun, though, if you go camping without weed or beers. Instead of smoking weed, smoke some salmon. That's just delicious. Instead of shotgunning some Pilsner, shotgun Coca-Cola. No, that's not a good idea. That would burn. Don't do that. You know what? Drunk or sober, doesn't matter. Bring a bocce ball set because, well, bocce ball is just a good time no matter what kind of state of mind you are in.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.